While rainstorms showered the Bay Area on Tuesday, community members in Oakland, California, gathered outdoors to celebrate. A land stewarding ceremony was held for two formerly unhoused Oakland residents, who were given forever rent-free housing via a project called Homefulness. The goal? To permanently take the land off the speculative commodities market and keep it in community hands. That was Tiny Gray Garcia, a co-founder of Homefulness, who hosted Tuesday's event.
We're not saving anybody. We're not coming in with some new plan to clean up the neighborhood. No. This is to work and support the people already here. And we're in an intentionally blighted poor people neighborhood that we are blessed to even be in, and we're working to support the relatives who are already here, keep the families that are already in East Oakland, and stopping the extraction and the destruction of Mother Earth.
The project is the second of its kind, launched by Poor Magazine, a poor and indigenous-led nonprofit arts organization based in San Francisco. The organization opened Homefulness 1 in East Oakland, Hu Chun Land, in 2022 after being blocked for over 11 years by the City of Oakland. Now, Homefulness 1 houses 25 formerly houseless residents, all rent-free, forever. Homefulness 2 continues this dream turned reality. The second parcel of land, which was set to be turned into 14 luxury condominiums by the City of Oakland, was purchased by Poor Magazine through donations in 2022. The organization is hopeful that it will eventually house over 35 families, prioritizing youth and elders. We will not be using the residents' last names for their protection, but Maria, a 60-year-old indigenous and disabled Oakland resident, was on and off the streets for multiple years before finding Poor Magazine. On Tuesday, she received an apartment of her very own, thanks to Homefulness.
For me, this day is a blessing from God. They struggle to see me get a place to live and not to wander the streets. Yes, it can be done with this group, this organization, because I am a great warrior, and I will continue to move forward. And if it's from border to border, I will continue fighting for the people who also rely on the streets. I am a good woman. I have a big heart, a lot of faith, and I'm very positive about continuing forward, helping others. I'm 100% an Aztec warrior.
Gerardo, who is 43, has been unhoused across Modesto and the Bay Area for 8 years. He came across Poor Magazine in 2016 and has worked with its radio and community outreach programs since then. On the day of his move-in ceremony, he recounted the fear of being unhoused in the Bay Area.
Homelessness kills and Homefulness heals. So basically, you know, a lot of people are getting killed, like James Edward Oakley. He was sleeping in his tent in Vallejo. That community was swept. He was asleep inside of his tent and was killed by a bulldozer. Luis Tomas in San Francisco was burned alive sleeping in his tent. So there's a lot of tragic things that happen to homeless people out on the streets. And it's just very dangerous out there. And so, you know, being given this opportunity to be housed here, permanent housing is just, again, such a blessing.
Before building Homefulness 1 and 2, Poor Magazine sought permission from First Nations people of the land, who now serve on Homefulness Elder and Advisory Councils. Karina Gould, the tribal chair of the Ohlone and Lashon peoples, endorsed the Homefulness's initiative, saying, quote, "Homelessness came with the commodification of Mother Earth," end quote. The Bay Area has the third largest population of unhoused individuals in the country, with 60% of Alameda County's unhoused population residing in Oakland. On top of this, according to data in Street Spirit, an independent Oakland-based newsletter sold by the unhoused across East Bay, encampment sweeps in Oakland have surged exponentially within the past year alone, displacing residents and exacerbating the housing crisis. Unit by unit, Homefulness seeks to reverse this. For individuals like Maria and Gerardo, its work does not go unnoticed. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.